Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about bullying. Have you ever been targeted by someone or a group because you're considered different? Do you see people who have greater physical or social power using it to their advantage? Are you the victim of bullying and not sure what you can do to stop it? Learn to recognize and prevent bullying as we continue our month focused on tough challenges. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired by a couple things. I had a niece that was bullied, and if you're going to get bullied, this was the best possible school. She was second grade, maybe third grade, and she couldn't have had a better set of teachers, a better school, and a better principal to get through that. And not everyone has that. When I was writing this, like, you know what, I'm not bullied. And then I thought, so we have people that, and I was like, you know what? We are being bullied. So they will sit outside the house. I mean, I have everything on videotape, and just for a minute or two, just sit in their car in front of our house. Now they're passive aggressive bullies. They don't have much, and they do it when it's dark. I haven't decided if I'm going to, how I'm going to proceed and let people know. But I thought, you know what it is? That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to bully and intimidate us for standing up for ourselves. Because I thought, really, I've had mean girls for sure, but that was in one way bullied. Nothing that's sticking out to me at the moment. My husband was bullied so badly that he had to quit school. I want to say he was in junior high, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. And, you know, in another timeline, I laugh. He's got his PhD and is working for someone like Tesla, and he's the smartest man I've ever met. But he was bullied so severely, he had to quit. And that angers me because his mother was a single mom. His father had been killed, and she had, you know, they had 4 kids all a year apart, and she had enough going on, and administration didn't do anything. Teachers didn't do anything. And no, this was a while ago. I also had a listener reach out to me how he was rebuilding his life and how the podcast was part of that. He was doing all the work. And he had mentioned some of his challenges that he was overcoming, that he had been bullied. Anyone can bully or be a victim of bullying. And our culture, we've gotten better. I think we're moving in the right direction, but we still allow it to happen. I remember, probably 20 years ago or so, I had a friend and her child was in Catholic school. And there was a bully. And I thought, oh, you know, if anyone's going to take care of it, it's the Catholic school. They didn't do anything until all of the parents in the grade were like, look, we want this kid expelled. And so that finally moved them to take more action. I think that also what's changing is that, you know, it's kind of, oh, just be a tough guy, just, you know, get through it. And that's not okay. And there are sensitive men out there. I'm married to a guy's guy who's insensitive. My brothers, my father, all the men in my family are what I would classify as guys and are sensitive. And I think that it's harder on men sometimes, and it's not to negate what happens to women, but bullying can be very traumatic. You can have an extreme response like my husband who quit school, or I can tell you the mean girls were to me. So as I'm talking about this, I'm remembering an incident where I'm like, oh, you know what? I might classify that as bullying by that parent to me. I'll have to think about that a little later. Bullying is a problem, whether you're the bully or the one getting bullied. So that's, I think, a huge challenge in life. And again, you know, all these challenges don't have to be something huge. You know, you can unfortunately get bullied physically and have physical harm, but it can be someone who's bullying you to do something that you're not comfortable with, even if it's a small thing. So I'm going to encourage you to take a moment. How have you been bullied, or when you were the bully? And how did that create clutter in life for you? from the National Center Against Bullying, which I believe is out of the UK, there was an online survey of more than 2,000 adults in the United States, and it found 31% of Americans have been bullied as an adult. That's a third of the population. And 43% say the behavior has become more accepted recently. The survey, and I believe this was 2020, the survey defined bullying as being subject to repeated negative behavior intended to harm or intimidate. So that's really incredible. That's interesting because my perspective is we're starting to talk about it more and be open about it. So what's first, let's talk about what is the health impact of being bullying? You know, we talk about bullying and some maybe immediate consequences, but what are the long-term things, especially if you've had repeated bullying? What are some of the negative impacts? In a survey, 71% said they suffered from stress. Now that's completely understandable. And you know, I'll have to try to find an updated statistic, but 80% of our health care, what we go in for, is related to stress. I had to go to the ER when I was last home, my March visit with my mom, and I never get headaches, and I felt like my head was going to explode. And I was like, hey, I'm going to try to sleep it off. Got up in the morning and like, bam, bam. Went, I think it's a CAT scan that they did your head. And we went to the Ohio ER, which was much better in my hometown. So anyway, did that. I said, well, maybe I'm dehydrated. So they checked electrolytes, and the doctor looked like he was 5. I felt really old. And he said, yeah, you're stressed out. I don't think there's anything wrong with you. You know, we were most concerned with the CAT scan. We did some blood work. Your tests are fine. I got a lot going on. That really was wow. Seeing the chiropractor, reducing my stress. I've been really good about eating better and walking, but just so much going on. That was kind of tough to hear. And so I have not got the bill yet. They didn't even take my, it's $200 to when you visit the ER since out of state. I mean, I don't know how ERs or ERs out of network. I'm not looking forward to that. As my husband said, it's only money and that my health's important. The 71% are suffering from stress from the bully. 70% experience anxiety or depression. Of course, you can understand that. 55% report a loss of confidence. 39% suffer from sleep loss. 26% have headaches. And 22% experience muscle tension or pain. 9% reported a mental breakdown. That's heartbreaking to me, but understandable. 17% noted an inability to function day to day, i.e. they'd call in sick frequently. I can completely understand that. I had, you know, as I'm thinking about this, I had a boss that was kind of a bully, and it didn't end until I stood up to him and I complained to the CEO. This was the same one who said I was too sensitive and felt it was appropriate to share her psychological take on me, but that's for another day. I hated Sunday night. I would just feel tension in my body. I did not want to go into work. So that completely makes sense to me. Other health responses to emotional strain included gastrointestinal changes, nausea, elevated blood pressure, and cardiovascular issues. And I apologize. This survey was done by doctors at do.osteopathic.org. So that was where the survey was from. And the other thing that they found in the survey was that new findings saying that the impact on mental and physical health continues long into adulthood, often in the workplace, home, and educational setting. So bullying as a child is going to impact you as an adult most likely. So I wanted to include first some signs for kids. So if you have a child in your life, doesn't mean you have to have a child. You can be a mentor to one, but here are some signs that they're being bullied. Changes in their sleep and eating patterns. They're crying a lot or angry a lot. Mood swings. They feel ill in the morning, probably because they don't want to go to school. They withdraw, or maybe they start stuttering or stammering. Or they might become aggressive and unreasonable. They won't talk about what's wrong. Maybe they start to take it out on their siblings and target one sibling. They might lose money or steal money. Some physical signs are unexplained bruises, cuts, and scratches. They come home with missing or damaged belongings or clothes. Come home hungry. Maybe they have a bully stealing their lunch money or their lunch. So school signs, if your child's being bullied. Don't want to go to school, that's probably obvious. They change their route to school or are frightened of walking to school. They don't want to go to school on the bus, train, and their grades begin to fail. Other signs of bullying. They're often alone or excluded from friendship groups at school. A frequent target for teasing, mimicking, or ridicule. They're unable to speak up in class and appear insecure or frightened. You know, you have to remember as kids, we don't have the tools we have as adults. We also have a limited perspective. I encourage you, you know, it's the 20 years ago of all the parents saying, hey, this kid, it's not acceptable. The family's not doing anything about it. We want them out. And it took everyone coming together to make that happen. So what are some adult signs of bullying? I found a lot of these from CNN.com, an article in 2019 on adult bully survivor tips. A tangible or material bully. So they use their formal power, such as being a boss or an executive, or material power, such as having legal authority or control over finances, to intimidate others. I mentioned in another podcast, a woman who, they're 10 months behind on the mortgage, she's not on the deed, and her husband hid this from her. And that's, I think, a form of bullying. She has no control over the finances. She's had no say or no input and had to create a secret account. I mentioned my boss when I was in Los Angeles, not the really awesome one, Richard. This was the boss previous to him. 1 week before I was supposed to leave vacation, complained about it. I'm like, I put this in 3 or 4 months ago. What's the problem now? And that was finally the final straw that pushed me to stand up for myself. So what I learned later was they had hired me to write grants, and he was a really good writer. I definitely learned things from him, but he said, well, I need a grant writer so I can go out as director of development and raise money. Well, that wasn't his thing. That wasn't his strong suit, and he didn't want to go out. So instead of going out to do his new job, he would spend his time correcting me. And he was a bully, now that I think about it. Verbal bully. You know what they're going to do. They're going to insult you, criticize you, or tease you, right? Oh, you just can't take a joke. You're too sensitive. They might be sexist, racist, or homophobic, and it can go to the extreme of threatening you. It's like the bullies who, in my neighborhood, they haven't said anything. And you know what? One thing I do when I walk the neighborhood is I stand tall. I'm like, bring it on. I have zero problem calling the police. We've already done it once. You do anything, you touch me, 911 is the first call. I have that energy. I don't slump over when I walk. I look at people like the ones that ignore me. I just look them straight in the eye. Well, not technically because they're looking down, but that's about owning your space and owning your energy. Passive aggressive bully. They're like nicey nice, but they do a little and subtle. So that might be someone who gossips, or maybe they try to do it in a jokey manner or sarcastic, but it's at the expense of someone. They can do little signs such as rolling their eyes, making facial gestures, or maybe they mimic them, or big old sigh. You know, you can't miss it. And they also tend to socially or professionally isolate their prey. Think about maybe if you've been in a work situation, if there's someone that they've done that to. And what that's going to do is increase and cause an increase in insecurity and anxiety, which you can understand it if you are employed somewhere and they've isolated you. That's not fun. Cyber. Unfortunately, I think we have had an increase in this. I just, as I am writing this, a mother, I just do not understand it. She created, I think they're called deepfake videos of her daughter's cheerleading rivals. And I think she also sent threatening text. And I don't know if she emailed them, but basically to the, I guess the cheerleading administration, I mean, had these teenagers doing, I don't know if it was vaping. I think it was worse than that, but I'm assuming to knock out her, the rivals. I don't know if her child was already on the cheerleading squad or was trying out. And I just makes me shake my head and it's credible, but cyberbullying, that's so texts, emails, harassing people on social media. That's something we need to create laws around. I'll never forget that story about, gosh, and I want to say, has this been 15, 20 years? And the mother acted like a fake boyfriend and then dropped the girl. Like she was acting like a teenage boy. And the, I want to say the girl's 12 or 14 and killed herself. And the community's response, and I think the Amish are smarter, and they shunned her. She unfortunately, if I'm remembering correctly, because there weren't any laws on the book, so she couldn't, if she was charged, it might have been minimal. Anyway, I can't comprehend what it'd be like to have your child commit suicide. I can't, my heart just aches for anyone who has gone through that. And so the town shunned her and she eventually moved. And as far as I'm concerned, you got off lightly with shunning. Because just when a, you're supposed to be the adult in the situation, and why you would do that is just unfathomable to me. And so cyberbullying is a huge issue, and I think it's only increasing, and we need to strengthen laws around that. Of course, we're also going to have a physical bully, right? This can be physical, sexual, or domestic abuse. Do you feel the weight of clutter as a big burden you long to relieve? Are you aware that something needs to change, but you're not sure what or how to move forward? Looking for a little more support that's budget-friendly? Visit Reawaken Your Brilliance on Patreon to learn more or find the link at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. I mentioned last time in gaslighting, I didn't think of this, and it's completely changed my thinking, but also having the silent treatment, whether it's from an individual or group, and as a way of bullying. Because, you know, part of me like, oh, you're leaving me alone, thank goodness. Or they spread lies and gossip about the person. That's another way that emotional, mental, but I think has a physical component, I guess, for me, because you're speaking or not speaking with the silent treatment. But it's not just the hitting or the domestic abuse. That to me is part of it, the silent treatment and the spreading of lies because you're physically talking. How do you survive an adult bully? Most likely, if an adult is bullying, they were might have been abused as a kid or a victim of bullying themselves. And they suffer the worst outcomes as adults. I'm thinking of that guy that I've known since grade school who is a bully. See, wow, it's interesting. I'm like, I don't have that much bullying in my life. When he comes on my Facebook page, although he thankfully unfriended, he and his wife, hasta la vista. But that was bullying. And I don't know if there's mental illness. It doesn't take away from it, even if there is none. But when you go on and you harass and you bully and you're trying to change someone or belittle them, that's bullying. You know, they might have been a victim of abuse or bullying, and it's easier again to be a keyboard warrior. They also, they found, might suffer from a serious illness, abuse drugs, be a convicted felon. But then again, I don't want you to think that this is kind of a neat little package because bullying's come in all shape and sizes. They really do. I would say most likely what I agree with in all the research is that they were victims of abuse or bullying as a child. I think that that's probably a common thread, but again, no need to be a mental illness. And they tend, they say, to be more isolated, less educated, and poor. But again, that's not my finding. I'm going to stick with the main thread of what happened as kids. The bottom line is they don't feel good about themselves. And in order to get a pump to their self-esteem, they've got to take it out on someone else. So here are some ways to deal with it. Have compassion. Now, look, you can have compassion and stand up for yourself. You can have compassion and report bullying. You can have compassion and get them out of your life. So it's not an either or. I have found, you know, when dealing with or thinking about people in their neighborhood, ultimately I feel sorry for them. If you have to spend your life peeking out windows to see who is visiting your neighbor, that's sad. If you're driving around on Christmas morning with kids claiming that you're a Christian at 12:20 in the morning on Christmas Day, yikes. That for me, I don't want to live my life like that. So you try to have what compassion you can. And if you are able to have compassion, and I always try to see them as that hurt little child, that takes some of the energy out of seeing them as something to be afraid of, as someone, oh, I can relate to the humanity. So you can respond instead of react. So what you're able to, again, it's not excusing any behavior, and this might be really difficult, and if it's okay if you can't do it, stay away. You know, depending on the frequency and severity, keep your distance, and it's a-okay to do with it. If maybe it's at work, you do the task at hand, disengage, and you just get away from them, especially if you're not getting any support at work. Sometimes, you know, you just keep your distance, and that's okay. Change your perspective. You can try to be overly nice. And I think, again, it depends on each individual, but sometimes if you're overly nice, that can be disarming. Kill them with kindness, as they said. Look them in the eyes. You know, it's a lot harder to dehumanize or be cruel if someone's looking you in the eye. Look them straight in the eye. Have humor. Picture them naked. They say something insulting, you know, come up with a retort about yourself or like, haha, or whatever, you know, just try to change the perspective. And again, if you are frightened, then don't do this. Then you just get away. We have other things. But those are just some right off the bat. Now, if you're coping with a regular bully, that's what I mentioned before, kind of infrequently, get away. If you have to change something, if it's that bad, you know, like the parents, it took all sticking together to get some removed, maybe you have to get your kid in a new league or on a different team if it's happening. Or maybe you need to, if you're a volunteer, find another role in the organization. Sometimes it's not worth it. Just if you have to change, do that. Just completely remove them from their life. Document every single thing. Now, if you are being bullied at work, I would talk to HR, see if there's an anti-harassment policy or whatever you have going on, and document, write down what happened. If you can quote, if there are witnesses, ask them to document what they saw or heard, time, location, any circumstances that led to behavior. If you have emails, texts, voice messages, anything that can help your case, and then create a timeline. That's what I did for court. You start with date, blah, 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 blah. Include as much as possible. Now, I would say you can take pictures if you can do a video or audio. Now, people will say you can be sued for that, which I think some things are ridiculous, and that's one of them. So if there's any way that you can record anything, but be aware of the laws. I mean, if you're documenting and people aren't responding, then I would say by all means record. Because if that's the only way you're going to get change, then if you have to threaten with, you know what, I didn't do anything, so I was in fear of my life and no one's believing me, so I'm going to tape it. And this isn't just for work. If this is happening in your life, documented everything with solar. I documented all the hypocrisy I'm documenting now. I got your name, your number, license plate. And the crazy thing is, I don't even know some of these people. It doesn't just have to be a work such a situation, but definitely document. Crowdsource. Band together, because there's strength in numbers. took everyone in the class to get the bully to be kicked out of Catholic school. If other people are victims of bullying, they can help you document the abuse. They can share their experiences and band together. Like maybe it's you have or in a condo and someone who's awful, or it's a neighborhood thing and finally people will wake up, or maybe it's management in your company. You know, my husband talked about a guy and finally he left. They had an early retirement program and he constantly bullied people and they never did anything. They actually, their HR is kind of jacked up. They had someone who slept in the car multiple times at work. They fired him and he sued and won because they didn't document it. So that's why I'm talking about documents. But if you band together at work, then you can make change. Look at the Catholic Church and the abuse and all that happens because multiple people came together and said, enough, we have to do something about that. I've read in my research that adult bullies often view being ignored as a sign of weakness and it encourages them to keep going. So don't be afraid to speak out. You band together and report that the bullying's going on. Make a choice to not feel like a victim. Now that's not endorsing bullying or saying it's okay. It's about your perspective, your frame of mind, because if you see yourself as a victim, you tend to sit still and not move forward and not take action. So if you're like, I'm going to empower myself and band together with people, or I'm going to speak up to HR, or I'm going to look the bully in the eye, just as long as you don't see yourself as a victim so that you can move forward. Don't take it personally. I mean, I know you're being targeted. I know how hard that is. You know, when my niece was being bullied, one of the things the principal said to her was, you have to deal with the bullying, but you also have to deal with you being able to stand up for yourself and to correct it. And again, standing up for yourself doesn't mean confrontation. I want to be very clear about that. One of the things, you don't take it personally because you know this person has issues. And what I do is, I don't believe in getting physical, but what I do is match the energy. Think of it, you know, when someone writes all caps on email and it's like they're shouting. So I talked about earlier about when I walk the neighborhood, I walk tall and I have the energy like, you want to do something, bring it on. And that's the frame of mind that I'm in when I'm walking and I'm not bothered. Because whether or not you can articulate it, we sense all that. I don't get physical, but I will match the energy. So if someone is shouting, then I will shout back. If someone is really standing in their power, then I stand in my power. Whatever the energy is, I match it. Again, that doesn't have to be speaking, but you just get that frame of mind and you feel that and you own that energy throughout your body. And I'm not getting physical, I want to be very clear there, but you match the energy. Don't reciprocate. I don't think that that's a tit for tat is a good thing. And you tell others. You let people know. And when you do that, you might discover someone else that's been bullied. If it's happening to you, it's a good chance that it's happening to someone else. Now, what happens if you're a bystander and maybe you don't know this person? What do you do if you see some bullying going on? You can confront them. You know, if you maybe feel physically stronger, that, you know, you have to be very careful of that these days. You don't know what someone is capable of doing. You don't know if they have a gun. You don't know what's going on. So I'm not a huge fan of confronting. Again, if you have a group of people that stands up to someone, that's completely different. You can reach out to the person that was bullied in confidence. Or maybe like if it's a public and you don't know the person, say, hey, are you okay? What can I do to help? Make them know they're not alone. That can be a huge positive impact. Hey, do you want to go talk to the Target store manager? Because that was not okay. Or if you're watching that, say it is Target, then you go, hey, I need to find a manager or security and get someone on that. You know, there are other options. Report. Depending on what's happened, you might be able to report anonymously. I'm going to have to do a report on someone because if they're bullying here, what are they doing at work? When you bring the matter to light, it doesn't mean they're always going to act. doesn't mean they're always going to honor it. It doesn't mean that change will happen. But if that incident's recorded, maybe there's someone down the line and that builds and builds, and then ultimately something will have to be done with the person. And I always think that it's worth it. I have screenshots of things where I felt like, nah, I'm just going to hold on to this. But there are things that you can do even when you're in public. Just always, always be safe, though. I think that that is what is most important, because, again, you just never know how someone's going to react. But there are actions that you can take. If you are the bully, and I'd encourage you, think through life. If you bullied someone and are able to find them and write a heartfelt note, I read that someone did that with Mean Girls, and it was fascinating about how kids talked about what happened. And when she contacted someone who bullied and was mean to her, the woman apologized profusely for, I'm so sorry. Things are really awful at home, and had genuine remorse. And that allows you to heal and it allows them to heal. So if you have been the bully, consider reaching out and know that someone might not want to hear from you, but I think that that's something that helps both people. And if you're doing it right now and continue to do it, there's something going on with you, I'm going to encourage you to seek help. It's never okay to bully. It's not acceptable. And get support from a professional before it escalates, before it gets too bad, because, you know, sometimes things happen and then you can't take them back. You read that all the time. In a moment of passion, someone harms someone. And if your feelings escalate and just get out of control, if you are the bully, seek help, because there's some stuff going on. And know that even if you are a bully, you can change. You can let that go. You can find ways to heal. You can find ways to move forward and joy in life, and that don't involve harming another. Take actions from today's podcast. Recognize the signs of bullying in children. Be aware of the types of bullies. Pay attention to any physical, emotional, or mental health fallout you may have as a result. Be aware of where you might be bullying someone. Formulate a plan for when you're being harassed. Share you're being bullied. Get support. Report inappropriate behavior. On our next episode, we're talking about injustice. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out. Please rate, review, and share us.